on the Auburn Sports Network. Alpha Insurance presents This Week in Auburn Athletics. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com. Here's Jacob Hillman.
Number 19, Auburn football traveled to Fayetteville and earned its sixth straight win against Arkansas 38-23. Head coach Brian Harsin talks about the win over the Razorbacks.
Well, I'm proud of our guys, proud of the staff. I thought they had great game plans for the players. I thought the guys worked really hard through the week of practice. And then anytime you go on the road, you play a really good team like Arkansas. And they're a physical football team. I thought our guys were physical today. There's things that we can clean up, but overall, the physicality, the consistency, the focus on the sideline was really good. And so that led into us being able to make plays and win a game like this on the road against a good team.
Senior linebacker Zacoby McLean racked up a season-high 15 tackles at Arkansas. McLean credits his defensive line for opening gaps that he took advantage of.
Oh, I feel good. You know, D-line can play their gaps. They open the gaps up for me to go shoot the gap, make big plays. We all play as a team. We all believe. We all strain for the win. Well, they try to do is just get your eyes off the main thing. So you just got to read your keys, you know, and just fill your gaps and just stand your gaps, and you're going to be good. But Coach told us to strain, you know, and Coach Easton, he always telling us, like, he always motivating us, like, we got to keep fighting, though. When you hear Coach Easton talk, it just, like, give you the chills inside your body. And when we feel them chills, we're like, we got to shut him down because we got to let our coach know that we got him.
Senior wide receiver Demetrius Robertson caught his third touchdown pass of the season on a 71-yard pass from junior quarterback Bo Nix in the third quarter. Robertson talks about that play and the offense's execution against Arkansas.
Just coming off a drive. I think it was a turnover. Yeah, turnover drive. And on a lot of turnover drives, you like to take a shot downfield. So I knew Shad when Shad mustered down, it was they'll go with cover four. So it was like man-to-man zone type thing. And Bo just laid me out there, and I just had to make a play, you know, for the team. And this is what happened. Us as the offense is controlling what we control. It was just really having to make those closer plays and on third down, making those conversions and stuff like that. It really wasn't a hard thing to do. It was just us being in the zone and being us focusing on what we need to do.
Auburn has plenty of time following the win at Arkansas to recover with the open date on Saturday. Coach Harsin details the plan for the bye week.
We clean this game up. We get some work on things that we have to just improve from the games that we played. Like, what have you learned? Go apply that to the week. Execute that. Get some guys healthy. Do some things that we're not normally able to do in a game week. Get out on the road and recruit for the coaches. So it's a big week. It's always good to win going into a bye week. Players get a couple days just to recover, and then we're back into the schedule and ready for the next one.
The Tigers will return to Jordan-Hare Stadium on Halloween Eve for a night game against Ole Miss. Back with more of This Week in Auburn Athletics after this message from Alpha Insurance.
Not all heroes wear capes. Some wear turnout gear, fatigues, or uniforms. And some heroes, well, they look just like you and me. Whether you preach, teach, or are first to respond to the call for help, Alpha wants you to know we appreciate your service. That's why we've created special auto discounts for those who serve. Giving back to those who give so much is the least we can do. We're proud to honor our hometown heroes. Get an auto quote at alphainsurance.com.
Number 19, Auburn Soccer is riding a three-match win streak following a 2-0 win over Florida. Head coach Karen Hoppe's squad will be tested this upcoming week with the home finale on Thursday against 4th-ranked Arkansas and a trip to number 13 Ole Miss on Sunday. Coach Hoppe explains the importance of a good start this week.
No doubt about it. It's going to be really important to get off to a good start. You know, it's exciting. It's an exciting opportunity, something our team's been working for, you know, all year, to be in this position and playing the number one team in the conference. You know, it's exciting, but getting off to a good start is important. Arkansas is notorious for scoring quick goals. So that's something that we're going to have to be ready for at kickoff. And, you know, it's going to be an exciting one for sure.
The Tigers' home finale against number 4 Arkansas will kick off on Thursday at 6:30 at the Auburn Soccer Complex with coverage on WEGL 91.1 FM. Sunday's match at Ole Miss kicks off at 2 p.m. Volleyball split the weekend series against Missouri, but earned its first win over Missouri as SEC opponents with a sweep on Saturday. The Tigers will travel to Athens on Thursday and Friday, looking for their first road win in 2021. Head coach Brent Crouch gives his keys to winning at Georgia.
Yeah, you know, a theme has been for us really the last month and even more so the last week is just handling first contact. So that's serving, that's passing, that's digging. It's just the first contact on your side of the court. And, you know, if we can improve in that area, it just makes it a lot easier for Jackie or Jordan to deliver balls to, you know, across the net to everyone. You know, we've been heavily reliant on Rebecca Rath, and she has really stepped up and just, you know, it was really the heart of the offense. But, you know, we don't want to ask her to do as much as she's doing. You know, we want to distribute along the net and have a more balanced offense. And like I said, we had that a lot more this week against Missouri. And when it was flowing, you know, it led to that sweep. So we're going to continue to work on those first contacts, passing, and then just getting more of an offense out of the middle third of the court to FSU and Tatum. And, you know, Liz, we do a better job getting it to her, but really setting those quick balls in the middle third. That'll really help us, you know, get some bigger wins like we did against Missouri Saturday.
First serve for Auburn versus Georgia on Thursday and Friday will be at 6 p.m. Number one, Auburn Equestrian, comes off a 1-1 weekend in the Midwest with a loss to number four, Oklahoma State, and a bounce back win at number three, SMU. The Tigers return to Auburn for a pair of meets with Lynchburg and number seven, Fresno State. Head coach Greg Williams previews the upcoming weekend of meets.
The Lynchburg is a jumping seat only. So it's a school that, you know, we've beaten before and it's usually pretty handily. So that part won't worry us as much. What I think the unknown is Fresno's going to come in here. They got a bunch of talented riders and they've got a few really nice wins. And so, you know, I think that they're probably going to be going at us pretty hard. So as I told you, you know, on the other piece, even though we're at home, I feel like the monkey's off our back. We're going to go hard back. So I'm actually, if people want to see some really good rides, I think this will be one of the weekends to come watch it, because I know they're coming in here big, but our girls are going to ride absolutely to win, not just to prevent a loss.
Auburn will host Lynchburg on Friday at 3 p.m. and number seven, Fresno State on Saturday at 11 a.m. Both meets will be held at the Auburn University Equestrian Center. Cross country competed in pre-nationals at Florida State on Friday. Head coach Aaron Kent talks about the performances from his runners.
We've known for a little bit that we're ready for this kind of big performance from the group. You know, PRs basically across the board, you know, even Tommy McDonough at 24:22, you know, his PR is about 0.2 off of that, but that was on a course that was kind of widely known as a short course. So that was probably Tommy's best ever 8K race. So, you know, in that regard, those guys, you know, ran great, you know, 30 to 45 seconds faster than we were early in the year on the same course. But at the end of the day, you know, these guys didn't come here just to run fast. They came here to beat people. And, you know, we kind of came up short in our goals of, you know, our team goals. We were a little bit behind Florida and Georgia and the team side. And a lot of it just came down to our start.
Auburn men's and women's basketball is just 3 weeks away as practice continues to roll on. Sophomore center Walker Kessler talks about his decision to come to Auburn.
So, you know, it was a lot of things. Obviously, you know, the Carolina was a tough experience for me just because of COVID and everything like that. You know, I loved Carolina. I loved Coach Williams. I have all respect for him. And I had developed a really good relationship with Coach Pearl, you know, in the previous recruiting period. Loved Auburn. You know, in the end, I just, my family and I thought that Carolina was best. But, you know, I knew I had a good background recruiting-wise here, and I knew that BP had a very, like, stretch, big-oriented offense. And I loved, you know, being close to home. And then as far as coming here, I mean, it's, like, I knew it was going to be, like, good for me. But, I mean, it's gone way higher than my expectations. Just Auburn as a campus, you know, the students, the professors, the faculty, the town, the city, like, it's just all been just, it's been unbelievable for me.
Junior guard Honesty Scott Grayson talks about the new coaching staff.
They're holding us accountable. You know, we're just trying to get the job done, just get 1% better every day, whether it's defense, offense, you know, getting the plays down. It's been, we got a long way to go, but, you know, we've been improving. Becoming a better shooter, I feel like. I kind of been injured, so I was out for a while, but I have been working on my shot. I do need to get better defensively, guarding the ball, guarding the perimeter. So I feel like those are the main things.
Women's tennis will compete at ITF 25K in Oxford, Mississippi today through Sunday. Swimming and diving will host Kentucky and North Carolina State at the James E. Martin Aquatic Center on Friday and Saturday. Women's golf will compete in the Alley at Old Waverly in West Point, Mississippi, Monday through Wednesday. Be sure to tune in tonight at 6 p.m. for Tiger Talk with Andy Burcham and Brad Law on the Auburn Sports Network. They will be joined by head football coach Brian Harsin, assistant head coach and linebackers coach Jeff Schmetting, senior wide receiver Demetrius Robertson, and head soccer coach Karen Hoppe. To view full schedules and more information, visit auburntigers.com. For This Week in Auburn Athletics, presented by Alpha Insurance, I'm Jacob Hillman. War Eagle!